Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelda providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelda can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
Hey everybody, Michael Steele here. Now, I know you're waiting for the next big episode, but in the meantime, give a listen to this Michael Steele podcast quick take.
This is so much fun talking to Tyler Merritt, the author of the new book out right now, I Take My Coffee Black. And in it, it is the discovery of a young kid, the adventures of a young man, and the musings of a gentleman who's live and is living life, as a Black man. You know, all of these little stories where I saw myself.
Something I don't think people get, and I'm going to just jump into this part, because I think you and I, we get this. Somebody said to me, is this book for Black people? Or just specifically for, you know, white people to understand. I said, no, this is I get more of a reaction from my Black friends from this book than I do anybody, because rarely do we get to read material that is screaming to people that we are not just one thing.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what's so hard about that is people don't understand the struggle that we even have amongst other Black folk who may have only lived a life of one thing, and then see us living a life and, you know, we don't fall into the stereotypical things that Black people should do. When I decide I want to do theater and not play basketball, when I decide that I want to go to a church that has multicultural people in it and not to the Black church, when I decide that I like the band Counting Crows and Dr. Dre, you know, we fall into this thing where there's an expectancy of us as Black people to be the way Black people are perceived. And people don't understand the thing that we kind of fight against of sometimes feeling like, who do we have to prove that we're Black enough to? Because our own personal experiences have led us in different journeys, man. I had the New York Times write an article about me. They didn't get a lot of attention from it because it was in their magazine.
Right.
But they basically wrote an article, bro, that said, after Before You Call the Cops came out, it said, we need to stop judging Black people by their whiteness, which was basically saying that Before You Call the Cops, I was saying things that were white. Therefore, white people could relate to me by saying, I like Oklahoma. I'm like, no, bitch, I'm just a Black dude that likes musicals. Like, I'm a Black dude that likes musicals. I'm a Black dude who likes Bon Jovi. Like, fuck you.
Right.
Like, we don't have to be one thing. And that's kind of something that I scream in this book, that we're not.
Oh, you don't just scream it. You take it, and on each page, America, on each page, this brother nails it to your forehead for you to understand that Black people, and I'll just put it out there, not going to anybody else, but of all the people, the most multidimensional Black folks, because we had to be. We had to be. Right?
Right.
We could never afford to be just one thing.
Right.
So as white folks were creating this stereotype, they didn't even understand how wrong they were in that own, in their own creation, because they knew, they pulled out one thing of many things to focus on. And so that multidimensional character of the Black community is what I think is almost the subtitle of this book, because it gets into, I'm a Black kid from Vegas, right? Who everyone thinks should be in the thug gang life because of the neighborhood I grew up in, the high school or the grade school, elementary mm-hmm. school I go to. But dude, I like Bon Jovi. You know, I like theater. I like music. I like this. I like that. I'm this type of person. I have Black friends. I have Hispanic friends. And it's that multidimensional nature that I think is so endearing in this book. I'm sure you never thought a Black man would refer to anything you wrote as endearing. But again, we are multidimensional.
Right.
And we can say words like endearing and people not sit there and go, well, that was an awfully white thing to say. But that's how it is. And here's the stick. We run into that, Tyler, in our own community. You touch on, you know, the fact I got a white girlfriend. I don't know what the sister's going to think about that. Why? Because right. we have to be sensitive to that. We also know that even within our own community, we sometimes fall into those traps that are set by others in their description, their narrative of Black men, Black women, the Black community as a whole. And you try to tear down some of those stereotypes. You try to break through some of those narratives to expose that at the end of the day, no matter what I do, no matter how I do it, where I do it, who I do it with, I'm still a Black man.
Right. I still walk out the door as a Black man. Something that I purposely did in this book, and I don't think I've ever been able to explain it the way I'm going to explain it to you right now is publicly, is I open the book with the chapter, If She Only Knew Me, where I talk about walking through and this white woman sees me.
Yes.
But what I do is I drop some hints as to who I am, right?
Where Can I set you up on that? Because I was this is why I'm saying you and I are kismet, brother, because I was just about to read that portion of the book. I've got it right here on my screen.
Yeah, go ahead.
So to help you set up your point. So in the opening, If She Only Knew, quote, and there on the other side of the street, parked at the curb right in front of the crosswalk, was an older white woman in a blue and white older model Ford truck. She had her driver's side window down, which meant that I would be passing by her open window. And at some point, I would be less than a few feet away from her. And I knew in that instant because, well, life, when you live in the South, and you're 6'2" and Black with dreadlocks, you know how some people perceive you. I have had a lifetime of white women reacting to me in fear, not because of my size or because of my clothing, but because of my Blackness. But let me be clear. I have also had a lot of white women react to me because of the complete and utter magnitude of my sexiness. Okay, so we'll leave that last part for a later discussion. But that in essence is how you set up If She Only Knew. And you go on, you say, I decided at the moment, like I do in most moments, that I was going to do everything I possibly could to keep an old white lady from freaking out. That is the story of Black America. How do we keep white folks from freaking out when we walk into the boardroom on Wall Street, when we walk into the Walmart and want to go, you know, have our kids go in the aisle where the guns are and mm-hmm. play with them like every other white kid who's in the Walmart? Mm-hmm. How we keep white folks from freaking out, you know, when we walk down the street And we, our arms are loaded with our own packages, and yet they still see us as a threat.
Right, right, right. And I talk about it in that chapter, man. I let me just say this, man. I love you so much, Michael Steele. Like, I just feel like we're so kindred, man. It makes my, like, heart smile, like, for real. But there's, in that chapter, I go into the depth of why do I have to make myself less, you know? And right. I talk about, I give hints and I drop hints in that first chapter where I say, you know, I'm on this walk and I have my Alabama hoodie on. I put my headphones on and I'm listening to music. And I give all these hints in this first chapter about who I am. And I don't give it to you specifically, but I hint that I'm listening to this Broadway musical. And I say all of these things in this very first chapter.
Right.
That are just really weird, right? Like, you're kind of going, whoa, this guy's giving me a lot of information about who he is. And then I have this experience with this white woman. And then I end the chapter by saying, lady, if you only knew me, if you knew that, because I took down my scarf, my head wrap so she could see my head. I took off my glasses so she could see my eyes. I took off my headphones so she could hear me, took down my hoodie. And then I walked by with a smile, looking like a black Mr. Rogers, just saying to her, like, please, please, please don't be afraid. She still was. And I do all of these things. And at the end of that chapter, I say, if you knew me, like, if you actually knew me, if you knew that I just pulled off my headphones and stopped listening to Bring It On, the musical, a musical about cheerleaders, like, if you knew that that's what was happening in my headphones,
yep.
If you knew who I was, then you would not be afraid of me. And so I give all this information in that first chapter, and then I spend the next 16 chapters explaining why I'm listening to a Broadway musical, why I have an Alabama hoodie on. Like, I introduce all that stuff in that first chapter, and then I let the reader go through why I'm that guy in that first chapter. So then when I bring them back to the last chapter, which is If She Only Knew Chapter 2, and I remind you of what we walked through at the very first chapter, you now as the reader are going, this all makes sense. Of course he has an Alabama hoodie on. Of course he's listening to Bring It On, the musical.
Right,
he's doing all these things. And now you know why. So now when you get to the end of the book, and I say to you again, if she would have only knew me, you too, as a reader, are screaming, hell yeah, if you knew this dude, you would love him. And then I say in there, and this is kind of the crux of that little part, is at the end of the book, I say, if you knew who I was, you would have jumped out of your car and came to me and said, Tyler, you beautiful black man, you are a king. And I would have said, you know what? The reason why I made myself less is because that's some king shit. That's what kings do.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening today. Please go to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. That's 5 stars. 5 stars. Say it over and over and over. Or you can catch us on Stitcher, iHeart, Tune In, or wherever you get your podcast on. You know how that goes. Peace out. Catch you next time.
I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. I created the Sportsmanship Foundation to promote and educate parents and athletes about the role of good sportsmanship in our development. Learn more at winnersunlimited.com. That's winnersunlimited.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
call #250 with the word CARE to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word CARE right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word CARE. That's #250 with the word CARE. #250 and CARE.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.